As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
The sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to our Wednesday, September the 9th, 2009. Yes, it's 999, but that shouldn't stop our broadcast. This is a two-hour broadcast to become vocal local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, lots of that. We might talk about some solutions today, but we're going to be long and fast on the facts with our special guest, returning independent researcher, Daryl Eberhart. We're going to continue our study of the missing gaps in the bloody history of Papal Rome. Very interesting information. We're coming into the moderns now, so be sure and stay with us for the 2 hours. And if you'd like to call in, there's going to be many opportunities for you to do that. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, as I love to say, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast when you have questions. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free, 866-841-1065, and your calls are definitely welcome. You can also send your ideas for guests and show topics and news to us via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, it's BVL, like Become Vocal Local Host, at centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM in Buffalo, New York, and the 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our number, call-in number, again, remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. This morning, gold hovers near the $1,000 level. Equities, currencies, and oil are moving higher as the U.S. dollar index and bond market and the mortgages continue their downward trend. Returning guest, independent researcher Daryl Eberhart, is going to help us to get into a better and a deeper understanding of the around the 1700s to 1800s period as we move forward in our study of the missing gaps. Let's go into those market reports for Wednesday, September the 9th, 2009, lots of claptrap about 999, turn it upside down, make it 666. Well, you believe the numerology if you like to. I'll just say today is Wednesday, September the 9th, 2009, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. There's another 9 for you, by the way. Yes, you can turn them upside down. Yes, they do look like sixes. But in the gold market, gold was up $1.60, trading at $998.30. Good news is it hovers right in there. Bloomberg showed it that at $1,000.10 at the same time. So gold is definitely right near the $1,000 threshold. Silver was unchanged at $16.46. Platinum up a buck, trading at $1,283. Excuse me. And palladium off $3 to $292 even. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $992.06 for a low, $1,003.80 for a high. So we got a pretty good spread going on in there. Year to year, gold is up right now at $221.20 for a 28.51% return on your investment. We'll pick it up on the other side with the rest of the market news right after this first commercial intermission. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Wednesday, September the 9th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. And definitely we come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's finish up those market reports right now. We go on back into it. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday, 56 at 94.97, the NASDAQ was up 19 at 2,038, and the S&P 500 closed up 9 at 1,025. Crude oil this morning and early morning trading is up 49 cents at $71.59 a barrel, and the U.S. dollar index is off another 17 basis points, trading at 77.07. That rolls over into the foreign exchange rates, where we find that the Canadian dollar is up 10 basis points, strong at 93 cents. The Mexican peso up 30 basis points, trading at 8 cents U.S. The euro is up 46 basis points at $1.46. The British pound up 21 at $1.65. And that Swiss franc continues to move higher and higher and higher. It is now up 40 basis points at 96 cents U.S. With all of that behind us, let's welcome back to Become Vocal Local our very special guest, Daryl Eberhart. Daryl, good morning.
Good morning, William. Good to be on with you again. And we, like you said earlier, we're getting into, we would hope for most Americans, a little bit more interesting bit of history because we're getting to be in the 1800s and the American Civil War. And there's some interesting facts around the American Civil War that a lot of folks, I would think a relatively large percentage of Americans are not aware of. We're all aware of, you know, General Lee and some of the other big generals, General Grant and others that fought in that war, and the names of the battlefields, like Gettysburg. But there's a lot of stuff that went on behind the scenes, and that's why we're doing this series, Missing Gaps in History, and it largely deals with Papal Rome and its machinations behind the scenes. But let's start off with John Adams. Most of the people in that era were super educated compared to at least myself, because these guys, a lot of them went to Yale or Princeton or Dartmouth, and by the way, they were initially like Bible colleges and that, the training pastors and that, but a lot of these guys went there and they learned like Hebrew, Latin, and Greek fluently, and read a lot of books about European history, so a little bit more, they were a little bit more up to date than I was, even going through a decent high school and getting a college education. So,
well, one of the things that you know your experience brings to the plate on this one is that you are multilingual, and that through your intelligence background, it was necessary for you to learn more than one language. And for our founders, basically for the main, in the main, sequestered, if you will, in the colonies, I find it profound that they were able to not only learn to read and write in Greek or Latin and in German and French, but at the same time, they were doing it with resources that are far diminished from what we have today. I've got an excellent book. It's called The Whig Lamp of Experience in my library. It is basically the author's quest was to go all to the founders' libraries and go through their card catalogs and everything they could find. It was amazing how really few books some of the libraries had, but how thoroughly they had studied them and how they just had pored over them. Books were not at all inexpensive. They were hard to come by for some. But definitely there were libraries springing up, lending libraries, circulation libraries. Franklin had one. Thomas Jefferson had a phenomenal library, several actually in his life, donated a couple of them away, to the universities. But, it's amazing to me, Daryl, just how deeply they read, how well they wrote. And even as young men, you know, Thomas Jefferson was 33 years old when the Declaration was signed. And so you can see, folks, that, education has a lot to do with intent and content. And if you have someone in there poisoning the content and working towards a less than exemplary intent, it really turns things on its head. But go ahead, Daryl.
Right, and you're right. They were voracious readers, if for lack of a better word, voracious readers. Even Lincoln, was reading by candlelight, and he would walk miles to find a book and bring it back and then read it at night. So, wow, yeah, it's amazing when you go back and look at these people. A lot of them, like Lincoln, self-taught, just by reading books in the wee hours of the morning. So, anyway, John Adams, everyone I believe knows, he was our second U.S. president. He died in 1826, but relatively few Americans, I would think, are aware of the fact that John Adams wrote a book, and I've read in at least one place, it was anonymously, that harshly criticized the Roman Catholic Jesuit order. And probably the reason it was anonymously is that the Jesuits had, and at that time and to this very day, especially if you live in Europe, where they know a little bit more about European history, a long record of assassinating heads of state. So, but anyway, in a letter to Thomas Jefferson, who you mentioned earlier, that John Adams wrote to him in 1816, Adams made this statement. It's kind of interesting. He says, "My history of the Jesuits is not eloquently written, but it is supported by unquestionable authorities and is very particular and very horrible. Their restoration," and he's talking about when the Jesuits were reinstated as a religious order by Pope Pius VII in 1814, they had been briefly, historically speaking, suppressed, and back to the quote, "is indeed a step toward darkness, cruelty, perfidy, despotism, and death. I do not like the appearance of the Jesuits. If ever there was a body of men who merited eternal damnation on earth and in hell, it is this Society of Loyolas," in other words, the Jesuit order. And what's interesting, William, is that a number of writers back in that time, famous people like Samuel Morse, the Marquis de Lafayette, who died in 1834 and had fought in the American Revolutionary War as a general, had warned the American people about the Jesuit order in particular and the Roman Catholic Church in general. And let me go quickly to my little quotation section here. I've got a great quote by the Marquis de Lafayette. As I said, he served in the right under General George Washington in the Continental Army. Here's what he said. "It is my opinion that if the liberties of this country, the United States of America, are destroyed, it will be by the subtlety of the Roman Catholic Jesuit priests, for they are the most crafty, dangerous enemies to civil and religious liberty. They have instigated most of the wars of Europe." So, again, we had a lot of famous people warning us about the Jesuit order, and we ought to sit up and pay attention because they were thrown out of, I believe it was about, it was either 81 or 83 different, I think it was 81, different countries, cities, states, and cities I'd say at least by a century ago they had been thrown out of that many. If I can think of the guy that made the comment, I think it was J.E.C. Shepherd, the historian, I'll pull that quote out.
Well, let's give the audience out your contact information again, Daryl, because so much of this can be viewed on your website. Folks, it's www.toughissues.org, www.toughissues.org. Visit that website. We'll be back right after this break and continue our discussion.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
And we have returned once again visiting with our very special guest, Daryl Eberhart, today. He's been joining us for several weeks now on Wednesdays. I hope to have him come back for a few more weeks, too. He's got a special line of inquiry, a special line of research that he has been following for years. And I first came into a knowledge of Daryl back in, I think it was 2005, Daryl, when as the host that replaced Chris Gerner on American Exposé on RBN. I had yourself and John Daniels and G. Edward Griffin, and I had hoped to have Ralph Epperson come and join me all in the first week, Jack Otto on that broadcast, so that we could lay out some of these various and sundry different angles of looking at things. We always hear about the Jews did everything, and then the Jesuits did everything, and these people did everything, and those people did everything. And my basic opinion on all of this, audience, is that that brass ring of power knows no particular gender. It doesn't know any race. It doesn't know a tongue, a tribe, or a creed, or a color. Anybody that starts to get a lust for power is going to reach for that. And that ring of power fits all hands. And so we need to understand that. But behind all of this, there are many people that are angling for power, that desire it more than anything else and are willing to crawl over anyone to get there, even if they have to use a leaden bullet or a poison cup or a sharp dagger. And that brings us around to an understanding of just who are the Jesuits and just what is this idea of the black pope and the white pope and all of that. And what kind of power do you think might exist, dear listeners, if you have a colossus of a geopolitical organization set up that controls the hearts and the minds of man like the Vatican can do? But we're back into this 1800s period. We're just starting into the time that we want to be paying attention for the war of northern aggression, if you will, I like to call it, so instrumental in our development here. So many of the amendments that have come into our Constitution after that period have so altered, drastically altered, the way that we live in this country, that it's difficult to even discover where is or who is or what is the United States of America. But you just brought in Samuel Adams. We talk a little bit about Marquis Lafayette, an excellent quote there. Let's pick it up right there and continue, Daryl.
Right, and I dug up that quote during the break that I mentioned about them being thrown out of so many different countries, cities, states, and cities. And it's by J.E.C. Shepherd. He's a Canadian historian. He wrote an interesting book, The Babington Plot, in 1987, and this is from page 12 of that book, and here's what he says. Between 1555 and 1931, the Society of Jesus, and he means the Jesuit order, was expelled from at least 83 countries, city, states, and cities for engaging in political intrigue and subversive plots against the welfare of the state, according to the records of a Jesuit priest of repute. And he's referring to Thomas J. Campbell. Back to the quote. Practically every instance of expulsion was for political intrigue, political infiltration, political subversion, and inciting to political insurrection. So again, a lot of people trying to warn back in the late 1700s and early 1800s, up through the mid-1800s, about this Society of Jesus. And interestingly, not only some famous Americans, but some Canadians were really on the ball about the Jesuit movement, or Jesuit order. So that brings us to a movement, and that's called the Oxford Movement in 1833. And that began in earnest in that year at Oxford University in England, and it was known also as the Tractarian Movement or Tractarian Revival, and also as the Tractarian Society. And its main mission was to bring the Anglican Church, the Church of England, back in line with Roman Catholic doctrines and practices. And let the listeners know that my research has shown me that basically the Anglican Church is still Roman Catholicism, minus the Pope. Of course, Henry VIII was the one that basically just took the Catholic Church in his country at that time and sort of dissolved its loyalty to the Pope, because the Pope wouldn't grant him an annulment so he could remarry, and he made himself the head of the Church. So in many ways, the Anglican Church is very close to the Roman Catholic Church, and especially after this movement that really brought back a lot of the practices and doctrines of the Roman Catholic Church.
Well, some of that can be found right in the Common Book of Prayer. You know, we believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. It's kind of hard to mask that one.
Anyway, it was led by such Anglicans as Harold Froude, E.S. Pussy, and that's where we got the word pussyism, John Keble, and John Henry Newman. And interestingly, John Henry Newman was really the top leader in the early part of this movement. Many people consider them undercover agents for Papal Rome, and Newman later defected to the Roman Catholic Church, first becoming a priest, and they put him on the super fast track to make him a cardinal. So John Henry Cardinal Newman was the man that kind of led the Church of England back to the Roman Catholic Church. It's kind of interesting. David W. Daniels gives us a little quote here about John Henry Cardinal Newman on pages 116 and 117 of his book, Did the Catholic Church Give Us the Bible? And he says, John Henry Newman was a deep mole who served the Vatican by controlling the Tractarian Society. In 1845, he took almost 250 ministers and theologians, he means from the Anglican Church, and nearly 625 professors, parliament members, etc., to serve the great whore. Of course, he means the Roman Catholic hierarchy. Newman delivered England to Rome. In 1879, he means the Roman Catholic hierarchy, made him a Catholic cardinal. So what we see happened is that the Catholic Church failed through motivating King Philip II and promised him all kinds of money to invade England and bring it back under the temporal power of the Pope in 1588. So what that failed to produce, the frontal assault, the Oxford movement accomplished from behind the scenes, and that was undermining the Protestant Reformation that had had a pretty solid effect in England, and again, minimizing the authority of the Holy Bible. So I guess you could say that the Oxford movement, for the most part, really broke the back of Protestantism in England.
Well, when we think about tracts and tractarians, you know, Bible tracts and things like that, you've got a lot of people out across the world that promulgate this stuff and proselytize the faith. Certainly one of the most visible for most people are the Jehovah's Witness. Then there's also the Mormons are out. The Mormons are less inclined to give out material, but the tracts, if you will, from the various fundamentalist churches lean back to this Tractarian Society, the Oxford Movement. And in addition to that, when I researched the concept of propaganda, and it goes all the way back to this idea that was being developed by the Catholics, that this was propaganda was their way of teaching people the dogmas and doctrines of the church, and they would propagandize heavily to make that happen.
It certainly did. And do we have enough time before the break to get into William Henry Harrison?
Yes, we got about a minute before we start going into the break period. Go ahead.
Okay, a lot of people think he just died naturally, but 1841 we find President William Henry Harrison assassinated only 35 days after taking office. And he was a former U.S. Army general. He became the ninth president of the United States in 1841, and he was in robust health upon assuming office. However, in his inaugural address, he spoke out against government by divine right, which put him at odds with the divine writers in Europe who believed in the divine right of kings to rule through the blessing of the Roman Catholic Church. And let's see here. Of course, these divine writers were Jesuit-controlled Papal Rome and a number of European monarchs who had gotten together to make plans to destroy the American Republic at the Congress of Vienna. We talked about this earlier, Vienna in 1814-15, that Congress, and also the secret meetings at Rome, Italy in 1822.
Absolutely. Well, there's so many of that. You know, the whole idea of a divine right, it basically is the tie-up, if you will, or the interlinkage between church and state, folks. And so if you can convince the people that God put certain men on the planet to rule over men, then you start going down the slippery slope of divine right to rule. We'll pick it right up there on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, and again, our call-in numbers are in the Austin, Texas area. If you have unlimited long-distance access, you can call in toll-free or call in on your long-distance, unlimited long-distance access at 512-904-8014. Or internationally, around America and around the world, you can call in at 1-866-841-1065. And your calls are welcome. Let's bring up our caller, our first caller of today from Imperial, California, Imperial Beach, California. Good morning, caller.
Hi. I actually heard you guys talking right now about divine rule by divine right, and that reminded me of the Protestant Reformation. How would that, I guess, revolution by the Protestants and Martin Luther in 1517 relate to the divine right rulers? Because the way I see it is that it's kind of counter to the people who think that they rule by divine right. So I mean, this is my own personal research. I just think, like, 1517 will come up to, like, how many years? 500 years or more in 2017?
You're exactly right. And one of the Rockefellers made that. I've given that quote. And what is your first name, please, so I can update my calling screen so we don't have to just call you Imperial Beach?
Okay. Lisa.
Lisa? Okay. I'll put that in. Okay. Yeah, I've talked about that quite a bit, and Daryl and I have discussed it, and it's a very good point. Because on October 31st of 1517, when Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the door of the Wittenberg Church, he basically, in a way, crucified Christ afresh and drove a wooden hub right into the heart of Christendom. But we need to understand Christendom for what it was. Basically, other than the Waldensians, the Albigensians, the Vaudois and others, the Bogomils and some of them, the Paulicans, essentially, most everyone at that time was Catholic. And so by coming up against that line and making a defiant resistance against that, he basically, drove a wooden hub into the heart of Christendom, but it opened up a new door. He crossed a threshold from the old world order into the new world order, and yes, 500 years hence, it would be 2017 or 2012. The plus and minus 5 years there is really important. We've had different calendar changes throughout the history, but this is a very important point because, as the Rockefeller said, after 500 years, we're now at a point where we can truly have a new world order. Daryl, your thoughts on that question and divine right of kings?
Well, before Luther came along, clearly in Europe, they were ruled by Roman Catholic monarchs, and these monarchs said that they got their power to rule from the Pope. As a matter of fact, the Popes ruled Europe for over 1,000 years, and they were the ones that crowned and deposed emperors and kings. So if the Pope said all of a sudden he took away your right to rule, that you were no longer under his blessing, then the people, they put interdicts on, and they would even shut down the churches, and you couldn't go to Mass or anything, so the whole population pretty much was in terror of going to hell if they didn't get rid of this leader. So not all of them, but the vast majority of emperors and kings and queens quaked whenever the Pope threatened them with an interdict, or actually threw an interdict on them, because then they lost their divine right to rule. But as long as they were in good with the hierarchy of the Roman Catholic Church, then they had a divine right to rule, and that meant that the king's men, when they came to your home, if they decided to rape your wife and your daughters, you were to just sit back and and put a blessing on them rather than a curse. And when they left your home, because if you dared to touch one of the king's men, that was the same as touching the king, who had the divine right to rule. And of course, then you would be murdered.
But was that primogeniture, or am I mistaken in that?
Yes, you were right. Also, they showed that in one of the movies about England there, Longshanks. And others that it's in Braveheart, the movie Braveheart.
Yes, that's right.
Where they show, one of the noblemen riding up, and this girl's just been married to a guy, and, well, he gets the first knight, spelled N-I-G-H-T. He gets to spend the first night with the lady who had just gotten married, and that was a right that was granted to them.
Well, part of that goes back to the idea of firstborn as well, too, because... so many times this would occur. You would have conception on that, and so the first child would belong to the nobility, whoever the lord was. And so at least this is you've got into a really interesting and brought up a great point, because the divine right impermeates every bit of history in all of the last 2,000, almost 2,000 years of history. We see the same thing in Israel, the idea that a chosen people were given a certain tract of land, and that they would, be able to rule it, and they can do any kind of heinous thing against the Palestinians and the other people. And as we continue in our study, we'll get into that area as well. But very good question. Any other questions, Lisa?
Well, I wanted to share some information I found out a while ago that amazed me. I'm not sure if you guys knew about it, but in 1789, George Washington consecrated pretty much the nation in Lower Manhattan, New York, at I'm kind of forgetting the name of the church, but it's St. Paul's Cathedral, I believe, and that's right at the corner of the World Trade Center. And when that was done, and then a little bit right afterwards was the Bretton Woods Agreement, which is also known as the sycamore. And in biblical, I guess, words like buttonwood means sycamore tree. I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous. But what also that translates to in the Bible is that when God gives warnings to his people in Israel, he did it by putting down a sycamore tree. So I feel like, I mean, I don't think God did it, but I think maybe in a sense symbolically the sycamore tree has been taken down so many times and in a way mocking us like, you guys aren't doing anything about it and we've taken down the stock market so many times.
Very interesting. Daryl, any ideas along that line?
Well, they do like to mock us, that's for sure. And they laugh quite a bit that they're able to pull off as whatever, you know, so many things on us. I'm going to try to find a quote by Weishaupt, but I think he said something like, oh, my goodness, what won't man believe? You know, Adam Weishaupt, who had set up the Illuminati, he was talking about some of the Protestant leaders and that had joined his Illuminati movement. And
well, it's the idea of the grand illusion or the grand lie. A lie that's large enough and told often enough is readily believed, and it becomes history in itself. And so there's a lot of that. But at least as you go through all of the various research and whatnot, you know, I think that what I hear from you, and I'm confident you've called in before, what I'm hearing from you is a very intelligent and articulate mind. I hope you'll do all that you can to protect your mind. Listen to everybody, read anything, research, but don't believe anything until you can cross-reference it, because even a book, and I've got lots of them, I've got a very large library, and I'm sure Daryl, you know, and I know Daryl has as well, but even a book is not necessarily the be-all, end-all on these things, and we need to find as many different corroborating sources as we can. I think you're on a real good track, and if you continue, you'll be very, very valuable in the times ahead. We need more people like you that are really looking for truth.
We surely do, Lisa.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I have called in. But yeah, thank you so much for the information. I'm just, I am trying to cross-reference. I'm totally not just going to fall for, you know, every book I read every time I like change my mind or anything.
Well, there's certainly no use to do that, because if you want to live in the land of deception, you don't have to do another reading in your life. Just follow along
the
herd. So you keep scratching in there, and anytime and every time you have a question, feel free to call back. Okay, bye for now then.
Bye. Here's this quote by Adam Weishaupt. It's really interesting. He says, isn't it, it's kind of neat. I've got 396 pages of quotes here on my computer. He says, the most wonderful thing of all is that the distinguished Lutheran and Calvinist theologians who belong to our order, he means the Illuminati order, really believe that they see in it the true and genuine sense of the Christian religion. Oh, mortal man, is there anything you cannot be made to believe? So that's a pretty interesting quote.
It is, and some of these, sometimes when you get into the various, you know, the table talk books and things like that, where you get the people who have, you know, been lauded in history or even hidden in history, but were very well known in their time, when you get down to their personal feelings, that's when you really start to, you know, exhume just the contempt that they actually have for humankind. Folks, we'll pick it up right there on the other side of this break. Thank you, Lisa, for calling in. And we'll be back with our special guest, Daryl Everhart, and your call.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
And we've returned once again, and our call-in number is 866-841-1065. If you've got a question for myself or our guest, Daryl Everhart, feel free to call in, won't you please? But, you know, when we go back into this, Daryl, and we understand that the Jesuits themselves are a military order as well as an educational order. They were developed and set up initially by Ignatius Loyola with the idea of doing battle, really, with the Reformation, and all of that continues to today. Even at this time period, we talk about John Adams, the Marquis de Lafayette. You have another quote in one of your excellent write-ups here from Bonaparte, Napoleon Bonaparte, where he says this: "The Jesuits are a military organization, not a religious order. Their chief is a general of an army, not the mere father abbot of a monastery. And the aim of this organization is power. Power in its most despotic exercise, absolute power, universal power, power to control the world by the volition of a single man, the Black Pope. Jesuitism is the absolute of despotisms and at the same time the greatest and most enormous of abuses."
Yeah, that's why we're going through this history, because wherever these guys go, well, they got thrown out of so many countries. And mostly by Roman Catholic monarchs, by the way, who put a lot of pressure on several popes, including Clement XIII and Clement XIV, to get these guys out of their countries, because wherever they went, they were causing sedition and subversion and even assassinating heads of state. And if you were a head of state and you ran afoul of them, you didn't do exactly what they wanted you to do, then you were in great fear of your life, because you knew at least recent history at your time and had known that other monarchs had been murdered by these guys. And so, as they said, some of these kings really trembled, and they were actually putting a heck of a lot of pressure on the papacy to throw these guys out of the country. And as we covered that J.C. Shepherd quote there, before 1931, they were thrown out of 83 different countries, city, states, and cities, and mostly by Roman Catholic monarchs. So we ought to sit up and take notice, because when they got thrown out of those countries, where did they flee? Well, some of them fled to Russia, where they got protection there, but a good many of them fled to England and on to the United States, and they're stronger in the United States than they ever were anywhere else in the world today. Let me give them a very short quote. It's by Cecil B. DeMille, since we're talking about divine right of kings and popes to rule. And at the beginning of the motion picture, the Ten Commandments, which he produced. He has this in his opening remarks. He says, "The theme of this picture, the Ten Commandments, is whether men are to be ruled by God's law or whether they are to be ruled by the whims of a dictator like Ramses," of course, was the Egyptian pharaoh at that time. "Are men the property of the state, or are they free souls under God?" The same battle continues throughout the world today. And back to the earlier caller, Lisa, my research into some of the early sermons and stuff in this country, they were death on this idea of the divine right of kings and popes to rule. And Jonathan Mayhew, I can't remember the exact title of the sermon that he gave, but he basically it was divine right of kings to rule not. And he specifically did an exposition on Romans 13, and he basically said, and there were a fair amount of preachers in the colonies before the revolution that were preaching this, and that is that when a king or a president, whatever he is, prime minister, rules according to the laws of God, then the people are to obey him. But whenever that king steps out of that and starts breaking God's laws while ruling the people, as Jonathan Mayhew said, I hope I'm quoting him correctly, he said that basically the king unkings himself. He unkings himself. The people no longer have any obligation, according to Scripture, to obey that king once he starts breaking God's law. While ruling the people.
There is absolutely so much material out there, and I want you to hold that thought. We have another caller, Brian from Arizona, calling in. When we come back after these calls, we'll try and go into this idea of the higher law background of American law and law in general. But let's bring up another caller, Brian from Arizona. Brian, good morning.
Well, I just got on, and I really didn't get the gist of what the whole show is about. You're talking about law in general?
No. On Wednesdays, we have a returning guest here on the broadcast for the past few weeks, Daryl Eberhardt. And what we're trying to do is to piece together all of the various and sundry developments of the Vatican, Papal Rome, and especially with a focus on the rise of and the power of the Jesuit order. But as we come into this, and this morning, we started in on the part of history where we're discussing the divine right of kings to rule.
Oh, yeah, and then that's actually what we broke apart from, and we had the divine right of kings here in America, and that's where the people are so stupid in America. They don't have a clue that we are the kings. The government is our servant, and it's about time we all marched into our employers and stop paying our income taxes and bring this grinding piece of garbage system topic, but stop paying your income taxes. Stop paying your income tax.
You're definitely not off topic. You're right in the same line of where we are coming from in many ways, because if we don't know who we are, and if we don't know whose we are, then we're available to be led by every wind of doctrine that comes down the pike. So always an initial study in our lives, you know, is to try and answer those two very important questions. But we have allowed usurpers to come inside our system, and they have basically brought us right back under stuff that our ancestors, voyaged a long distance, gave up all, sacrificed. Some sold their lives into bondage for a term of years. They came here to get rid of the jackboot that was on their throats in England and in Europe and in Eastern Europe and even in Asia. They came here looking for something else, and they didn't want to be ruled by man. They were looking at something far better than that. And Daryl, your thoughts or comments?
Yeah, since we're still on this subject, we might as well. I just found three short quotes here by Jonathan Mayhew, and they're from his famous sermon. By the way, Jonathan Mayhew was 1720, born 1720, died 1766, pre-Revolutionary War Congregational preacher, and he gave a great sermon. I have the little booklet of it concerning unlimited submission and non-resistance to the higher powers. Let me go ahead and give those quotes. The first one is, "No civil rulers are to be obeyed when they enjoin things that are inconsistent with the commands of God. All such disobedience is lawful and glorious. all commands running counter to the declared will of the supreme legislator of heaven and earth are null and void, and therefore disobedience to them is a duty, not a crime. If, therefore, in any case, the common safety and utility would not be promoted by submission to government, but the contrary, there is no ground or motive for obedience and submission, but for the contrary. Two other very short quotes. He says, the king is as much bound by his oath not to infringe the legal rights of the people as the people are bound to yield subjection to him. From when it follows that as soon as the prince or ruler sets himself above the law, he loses the king in the tyrant. He does, to all intents and purposes, unking himself.
Absolutely. And that, you know, we can find that even in the Declaration. It says where it says, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such a government and provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies. We understand that governments are instituted among men to preserve or to protect these unalienable rights. Those unalienable, unalienable rights did not come from man. They're not given by a piece of paper. Those things are there to protect the rights to life, liberty, and, as the author here says, pursuit of happiness. Others prior to him considered it life, liberty, and property, if you go back to John Locke. But this whole idea of the pursuit of happiness and liberty, this is a system of law that was devised by us to facilitate man living in close proximity to man all across the colonies. But all of this has been perverted as we went into this rise of legal positivism, where basically whatever the prince says has the force of law. We go right back to Juris Civilis. We go right back into the maw, if you will, of the Pope of Rome, the papacy.
And the executive orders that we see today.
Go ahead, Brian.
One last comment. There's a site. Now, these guys have been all over GCN Live and some other radio programs. NewPeopleOrder.com. The guy's name is Ron McDonald, and his partner wrote a book called They Own It All, Including You. They'd be a great guest on the show. They go back to the Admiralty Law, and how we're now trading in a certificate is a it's an indenture. Like a Federal Reserve note or a gold certificate shows indebtedness.
Give that website one more time, please, Brian. Coming up on a break.
New People Order, newpeopleorder.com.
Great. Would you like to hold on over the break?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, we're going to a break, folks. We'll be back in three.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, September the 9th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Our call-in numbers, folks, as Lisa and Brian have used, is 866-841-1065 if you'd like to call in throughout the broadcast, the remaining second hour, and weigh in on any of the topics we're discussing. You're certainly welcome to do so. I hate to call, cut somebody off because of a break, so let's go back to Brian. Brian, you brought up this newpeopleorder.com website. You brought in a little bit about the admiralty law and things like that. So much that's important to understand there, folks. Our whole monetary system is on its head. There have been a lot of very powerful people involved, changing our society, changing our, the social fabric, if you will, ripping and tearing and gnawing and boring from within. And it's certainly time for us to start to realize who we are, find out that, rediscover who we are and whose we are, and start restoring our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. I like to say, Brian, one town, one city, one county, and one state at a time. But last thoughts in regards to this New People Order or any other comment?
Well, yes. I used to listen to Howard Freeman's tapes, and I don't know if you knew him. And the only way you could hear about this was through these Patriot meetings with people with two teeth and a $400 car and a gun, and Camel would show up with a cassette tape and some bad mimeograph copies, and that's why it didn't spread. But now, with the advent of CDs and the internet and everything, these guys have come upon how we have been thrown under this 14th Amendment citizen clause, amendment to the Constitution. We trade in Federal Reserve notes, which are foreign debt instruments. Okay. And then in 1913, the Federal Reserve came in. In 1915, the birth certificate came into being, which pledged us into the indebtedness that we had. And then, you know, that's why your birth certificate has that number in red. It's actually traded. You have a value on your head the day you're born, and it is a birth certificate, which is another debt instrument, like a gold certificate. You could trade that in for gold. It was an instrument of indebtedness. So, then what you get is we're spent into bankruptcy in 33 under FDR. Now what we really have is admiralty courts, which are bankruptcy courts. And we are compelled to work in the interest of our creditors, which is why they can force these seatbelt laws on us, because dead slaves pay no taxes.
Well, there's so much in all of that, Brian, and you're absolutely right. We can make an entire broadcast of that, and I will. There are several people that you're calling to my mind right now. I'm making notes. Guests that we could have back on to discuss these particular aspects in even greater detail. Good points, good tip to the website, and I hope that you'll continue to listen and call in from time to time on the broadcast, because I appreciate knowing that the audience is listening and that everybody's got their brains turned on. Good stuff, Brian. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, now, there's so much in all of that, folks, that, again, I just continue to listen to these broadcasts. Keep coming back to the table with us. Bring your research. I'm always open to learning. The day I stop learning is the day I switch this microphone off. But going back to this concept of the higher law, there's a writer, Edward S. Corwin, C-O-R-W-I-N, and more than just a writer. This man is a scholar. He was a teacher in the Ivy Leagues. Anybody that's ever studied law knows who he is. But let me just give you a quote that he starts out his book with here. This book, The Higher Law Background of American Constitutional Law. Because if we fail to understand that there is this overarching law, this law that is far above and beyond man's reach, then we're not even going to be able to begin to understand the system that was set up for us. We'll pick that up right after this break, folks. Stay with us. Back in 3 minutes. We'll be right back.
My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on our Wednesday, September the 9th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we get underway on our second hour of today's broadcast with our very special guest, Daryl Everhart, and your calls. You're welcome to call in at 866-841-1065. Love to hear from you. I'm going to give you a little bit briefly from Edward S. Corwin. Edward Corwin was called to Princeton in 1905 by Woodrow Wilson. And there's no doubt in my mind that Woodrow Wilson is one of these worms that was boring from within. But nevertheless, Corwin taught at Princeton until his retirement in 1946, and he was all about constitutional interpretation. Many people learned from him. And in his book, The Higher Law Background of American Constitutional Law, he gives a lot of very interesting information. You can get this book from the Liberty Fund, Inc. You can just Google that, Liberty Fund Incorporated, and it'll come right up. It's Edward Corwin's Higher Law. And so he says this in the beginning of his book, theory is the most important part of the dogma of law, as the architect is the most important man who takes part in the building of a house. Now, this will give you a little bit of clue for those of you that are into mysteries and whatnot. When you start a book and you use the phrase architect in the first line and the building of the house and all that, this all points to the great work. It gives you a little insight. Again, he's teaching, going to be teaching at Princeton. And then listen how he opens his book. The Reformation superseded an infallible pope with an infallible Bible. Some say infallible people as opposed to the pope, the people. But here he says with an infallible Bible. the American Revolution replaced the sway of a king with that of a document. That such would be the outcome was not unforeseen from the first. And he continues and he goes on and he's going to reference Thomas Paine. And I'm not going to go into a great deal of this lengthy reference, but it says this. But where? This is the words of Thomas Paine from his address to the Continental Congress in the Common Sense. But where, say some, is the King of America? Yet that we may not appear to be defective even in earthly honors, let a day be solemnly set apart for proclaiming the Charter. Let it be brought forth, placed in the divine law, the Word of God. Let a crown be placed thereupon, by which the world may know that insofar as we approve of monarchy, that in America, the law is king. And so people talk about and champion the rule of law, the rule of law. But unfortunately, from this legalistic mind, there's a little bit of poison. There's a worm in that apple. The law is not necessarily the laws of man, but they're the higher overarching laws that Thomas Jefferson and the other writers in the Declaration pointed to when they said that the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them a decent respect to the opinions of mankind, which requires them to declare the causes which impel them to separation. But anyway, on all of that, folks, there is much more to life than just the stuff you get off of the faux news and CNN. Back to you, Daryl. Sorry for that lengthy sidebar.
No problem. And let's get back to President William Henry Harrison. And dear listeners, if you would, during the next break, grab a pen or pencil and some paper, and I'll tell you how to get a book, because I'm going to give you a couple quotes from it. It's actually two books in one volume, and it covers a lot of the history that we're covering today and we'll be covering the next time, God willing, that I'm on with William. And it's called Rome's Responsibility for the Assassination of Abraham Lincoln. You don't need to write this down now. By Thomas M. Harrison. And the other book is The Suppressed Truth About the Assassination of Abraham Lincoln by Burke McCarty, who, by the way, I think she spent about 7 years going from library to library looking up every article she could find about the Lincoln assassination. So she really did her homework. The first book was published in 1897, the second book in 1924, and Ozark Book has put it into two books into one volume, and it, like I said, it covers an awful lot of history. But as a matter of fact, when you open this book, you've got the picture of, it says, Jesuit oath fulfilled five times in 60 years, and there's a picture here of four different presidents, William Henry Harrison, whom we just mentioned, I looked real quick in my dictionary, and I couldn't find it listed there, but I know, William, I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that they said he died of pneumonia. But anyway, you had William Henry Harrison, you had President Zachary Taylor, who opposed the dissolution of the Union. Of course, William Henry Harrison was speaking out against the divine right of kings. Then you had a man shot, President James Garfield, in 1881. And you had another president, William McKinley, shot in 1901. And she has an interesting comment here, and let me just give her a couple quotes here from this book. The Suppressed Truth About the Assassination of Abraham Lincoln. And under the title, Lincoln the Third President Assassinated, she says, the murder of five presidents of this republic by these enemies of popular governments in less than 60 years is a toll which is worthy, it would seem to the writer, of the most serious consideration of the American people. Five presidents of this republic in 59 years were assassinated, two by the poison cup, and three by the leaden bullet. And let me get to another quote here. She has here, in 1841, General William Henry Harrison of Ohio was elected president by a large majority. And she gives a quote here from his speech. Here's what William Henry Harrison said in his inaugural address. We admit of no government by divine right, believing that so far as power is concerned, the beneficent Creator has made no distinction among men, that all are upon an equality, and that the only legitimate right to govern is upon the express grant of power from the governed. And she says, he hurled this defiance to the divine right enemies of our popular government. Aye, he did more, for those were the words that signed his death warrant. Just 1 month and 5 days from that day, President Harrison lay a corpse in the White House. He died from arsenic poisoning administered by the tools of Rome. The Jesuit oath had been swiftly carried out. So, and she covers the assassination of Zachary Taylor in 1850, the attempted assassination of James Buchanan in 1857. By the way, they poisoned his entire table. I forget. I think they, up to about 30 people died there. And after that, Buchanan kind of backed off some of the things that he was opposing. But basically, we had presidents here that were opposing the dissolution of the Union, and the American Civil War, of course, was one of the fruits of the Congress of Vienna, the meetings at Verona, and the secret meetings of high-level Jesuits at Cherry in 1825. And so they were trying to provoke this American Civil War, bloody war that took the lives of, some folks say, over 600,000 combatants, of course, Americans on both sides of the conflict, and up to maybe 50 to 100,000 civilian casualties. So this all grew out of this divine writers in Europe wanting to suppress the popular representative government and the ideas of freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of conscience, and religious liberty that really sprang up in America and scared the heck out of these despotic rulers in Europe and the Pope himself, because they believed, again, in the divine right of popes and kings to rule. So basically, President Harrison's assassination was what I call Jesuit payback for speaking out against government by divine right, because they were scared to death that all of these freedoms and liberties would spread like a virus over to Europe.
Absolutely, and we're seeing the very same thing happening on the floors of Congress when they're threatened by the Federal Reserve banking system today, folks. So we'll pick it all up right there after our break with our very special guest, Daryl Eberhardt, and your call.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from choose SurvivalistSeeds.com as your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big Don Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
And we have returned once again. And folks, if you want to get some of this information for yourself, and one of the many reasons why I like to invite Daryl to come join us on air here on Wednesday mornings to share this information with you, is because of the way that he does present the material. We're not just here advancing opinions and bantering about prejudices and personalities. What we're really doing is the way that Daryl has laid all of this material out, and you can certainly go right to his website, www.toughissues.org, toughissues.org. These are tough issues. They really they spark a lot of controversy. They cause a little bit of sparks and conflict in the mind of those people that perhaps are Catholics, or those that have Catholicity in their background. But again, the way that Daryl presents this information is the way that I like to present information on my broadcast. I cite the sources, I read directly from the pages, and oh, I know, I've got even very close friends that says, "Gosh, Will, I wish you'd quit reading so much on air." But, you know, I could sit up here and joke and smoke and do all of the funny things, to entertain you, but if I were to get into the entertainment business, it would probably be the last day on air for me, because I'm not at all funny, or at least in my opinion, and I'm not here to try be quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, as they say. I'm trying to bring out the best information possible. And on this particular subject, Eric John Phelps has done phenomenal work, and Daryl Everhart has been right there all along, John Daniel as well, people that I've spoken to, people whose books I have in my library and have read very carefully several times over. So we present the information that you can use to help you to evaluate these tough ideas and these tough issues, from which you can then go on and corroborate in your own research these issues for yourself. And then if you come to the similar conclusions that have been drawn by others, then perhaps you're on the right track. But Daryl, you wanted to give out the contact information again for this book that the audience can get. Let's do that now.
Right, and they don't take credit cards, so I'm going to have to give you an address. It's a little mom-and-pop type bookstore or book publishers. It's called Ozark Books, but you don't need to write the long titles down. There's two long titles. I'll give them. But whenever you ask for the book, just ask for the book on the Lincoln assassination. The book on the Lincoln assassination, because as far as I know, they only carry one book. But again, it's two books in one volume, and again, you don't need to write the titles down. But the first one's Rome's Responsibility for the Assassination of Abraham Lincoln. It was published in 1897, and it was written by Thomas M. Harris, a brigadier general in the U.S. Army, and he was one of the men that sat on the 12-man military commission that tried eight of the conspirators in the Lincoln assassination and hung four of them by the neck until they were dead, including the first woman, I believe, executed at least at the federal government level. And the second book is within this one volume is The Suppressed Truth About the Assassination of Abraham Lincoln, again written by a lady named Burke McCarty. And she had really done her research, spent 7 years, I believe it was, going through all these different libraries. But again, just ask for the Lincoln Assassination book. It's a 270-page paperback book. And if you're in the USA, it's $14 postage paid. That includes shipping and handling, $14. You'd make your check or money order payable to Ozark Books. And it's like the Ozarks down. But anyway, it's singular, O-Z-A-R-K, Ozark Books, and the box 3703, I'll give everything twice, box 3703, Springfield, Missouri, that's M-O-65808. Again, make your check or money order payable to Ozark Books, and send it to Ozark Books, box 3703, Springfield, Missouri, M-O, and the zip code is 65808 if you're in Canada. Add $5, so that would be $19 if you live in Canada, but make sure that your check or money order or whatever is in U.S. funds only. Again, a little mom-and-pop book publisher. I know the guy. I've talked with him on a number of occasions. Real nice fellow. But again, two very, very interesting books shoved, squeezed into one volume. It has pictures and drawings in the back, and deals not only with the assassination of Lincoln, but Burke McCarty's, which is the larger part of the one volume book, deals with the assassination of other presidents, and such as William Henry Harrison and Zachary Taylor, that we'll probably be able to get to today.
Okay, great. Well, there's so much that you can learn about the really the hidden history of our development when you start to think about, and we talk about it on this broadcast a lot, this established two-party political system. You know, it's right out of the Bible, folks. I think it's Matthew 12 and 24, where we talk about a house divided, and this is a paraphrase, but a house divided, you cannot stand, cannot stand, and that a kingdom divided shall surely fall. And we can understand that if those that are out there that are working the worm in the apple, if you will, they know these texts, they know these books, a lot, you know, the canonized texts, you know, they know this stuff and they know it intimately, and they know how to use it from the pulpit, they know how to use it from your own living room or your own library where you sit and maybe read the Bible. I know not a lot of people do that anymore, but they know how to use this stuff, and they use it very effectively. You know, we've got has been brought out on this network, Council for National Policy, that, if you will, the Christian far right. You know, you've got the Zionist movements, you've got all of the poison that has come in under various different Bible translations and different ways of polishing it up and putting it out. They're using us. It's like, I don't know, we are almost like a punch-drunk dummy. We're getting it from all sides. Here's another side of the war of northern aggression, or the war between the states, and falsely called the Civil War, the War of Succession. Another book that you might consider to add to your library is The Red Republicans, Marxism in the Civil War. This was published by written by Walter D. Kennedy and Al Benson Jr., and it's called The Red Republicans and Lincoln's Marxists. So just Google that up and see if you can't get a copy from it. It's put out by iUniverse, Inc., and it'll give you a very, very interesting understanding of the Marxist origins of the Lincoln presidency and the drive towards this communization of America. So there's a lot in all of that. But I don't know, did you find in any of your writings or readings, Daryl, any indication of that in regards to Lincoln's presidency?
Well, yes, especially in Eric John Phelps's research. I have his book. It's 1,836 pages, third edition, of Vatican Assassins. Gets a lot into the Red Republicans. Charles Sumner, I believe it was. Wasn't that the senator? And then trying to think of the guy from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, the Congressman Stevens.
Yeah, there's so many involved in it. Joseph Weidemeyer and others, you know, all these people, a lot of them swept up out of Eastern Europe and Europe itself, come to America. If you go back and look, as I have, folks, in the encyclopedias, and track out go to the Catholic, if you will, it'll be under that in your better encyclopedias, and look at the incredible explosion in the number of Catholics. Look in the same time period at the incredible explosion of the numbers of Jews in this country, and follow along the explosion of the numbers of Germans. As Europe was just basically pouring their people over here, a lot of these radical thinkers came with them, and I'd like to think they're stinkers, but a lot of them came with us, and yet, if we can go back, as you have so carefully pointed out, go back to that Verona Treaty and look at that, and understand that this desire to get back under some kind of a divine right of rulership, divine right of kings, or come back under the great Papa, this thing is just, it's like a drone in an Irish or musical piece. It's that extra string on the banjo. It's a drone, and it just has been running for centuries.
And if you think about it, they were correct, the divine writers in Europe, because that was a great fear of that all spreading to their country and maybe a revolution happening in their country.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day Books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And our call-in number is 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in, as William has from New York, your calls are certainly welcome. Let's go back to the phones. William from New York, good morning.
Good morning to you. Am I coming through?
Coming through loud and clear. Sounds great.
Great. I'm the one who emailed you about the Tim Bishop town hall meetings.
Yes, exactly.
It's a documentary. Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to call in today because I've heard you. I've heard a lot of people just running topics around, and I didn't want to get you off track again. But the Bible verse that you mentioned just got me to call in because out here the wagons are being circled and the parties are unifying. A number of us collected more than enough signatures to run candidates on the Libertarian Party. We followed all the rules, and as soon as everything was submitted, the signatures were challenged in court and found to be invalid. And the only way we were told that we could learn anything about the decision that the judge made is to file a Freedom of Information request.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, that's bad enough in and of itself. But after that, both the Republican and the Democratic parties and their sort of satellite parties, like the Conservative Party on the Republican side, started endorsing all incumbents, regardless of what party they belong to. So, you know, a Democratic district attorney is going to be appearing on the Republican ballot. It was just as you said, the House refuses to be divided because they know exactly what they're up against.
Well, I think what we're going to start to see, William, and this is one of the reasons why I've been on this thread for some time, what I'm starting to sense is that they understand, I'm confident, what I mean when I say become vocal local, and to make a full court press towards embedding within both of the established two-party political parties, not with the intent of making the Republican Party stronger, or not with the intent of making the Democratic Party stronger, but to gain a majority position on them with an eye in 2012 or 2014 towards the opportunity of coming together in these two parties and actually having a common convention for the purpose of abolishing them. And so in order to protect their house, they're blending as I've never seen them blend before. And what I'm hearing from you is that there is a move now afoot right where you are to make that happen in New York. Is that right?
That's the correct interpretation.
Well, it doesn't surprise me because this is the direction. You know, their house was challenged with the Ron Paul campaign. They saw how effective the internet was. They know that we are basically defeating them on the information. They're no longer able to get their propaganda to sink in and fly. They can't get the flu shots to move forward. They can't get the health care to go forward. They can't get climate change to go forward. So on many fronts, we are succeeding. And if we just continue to push and press, I think we'll do better all the time. But in regards to whether to advance and really work hard on the Libertarian Party, I would recommend against it. As I've said on the broadcast before, if one pill makes you sick, two pills makes it worse. Why on earth would we try 4 or 8 or 16 or 32 or 64? The multi-party system is used in most all of socialist Europe. It doesn't do any good. It just divides the house further and further and further. I think we need to look towards abolishing this party system and come back together again under a constitutionally limited form of representative government, where we actually give our representatives the instructions, their marching instructions, and then take back to the states the a nomination appointment and removal of senators from the United States Congress. But great points, William. We've got calls lining up. Any other comments before we let you go?
No. I just had something, but it's no big deal. If you've got them lining up, that's fine.
Go ahead. If you've got another, go ahead.
Well, I was listening to a little video of an interview with Chomsky, Noam Chomsky.
Yeah.
And he was being asked how Ron Paul supporters might be approached to bring them into their camp. And I don't know, Chomsky, in my estimation, has been disingenuous on a couple of fronts.
Thank you.
If you read, excuse me?
I said thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you read his book on Latin America, which is a number of interviews on American involvement in Latin America and the propagation of leftist causes by those opposing America, you'll read a comment in which he attempts to hide behind the involvement of America in World War II by saying that we weren't attacked because Hawaii was not yet a state. Okay, so historically he has a point. Nonetheless, I take it that those were not Tibetan troops and Tibetan ships that got sank to the bottom of the ocean in 1942, or 41 as it was. So I find him disingenuous. And another is simply that in the interview, which I was talking about, the YouTube video, he says that if we did things completely democratically, then we wouldn't have a concentration of power. And at that point, he's completely wrong, because 51%, which would be a majority that you need in a democracy, is a concentration of power. Period. There will only be concentrations of power in democracy. And because there is no rule of law like a constitution, then anybody who ends up in a minority is never protected, and that majority can change on any issue anytime.
Absolutely.
Now, let me
jump in there, because I do want to move along, but you're right in that. I understand that it only takes a majority of knights, if you will, in shining armor with all of their footmen to come in and express their will over an entire city or over an entire town of the Wada, the Waldensians or the Albigensians or any place else that you want to visit your crusade or your horrors upon. So when you have majority rule without a rule of law, and especially a higher law, you've got nothing but tyranny. It's a recipe for disaster. And there's a lot of these various writers, and Noam Chomsky is one of them that I've always had on my crosshairs that I would just hold in disdain. But anyway, hey, I'm going to move along now. William, thanks for your call. Call in again on Friday. Love to talk with you every time. It's a good one. And keep those emails coming.
Gladly. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Let's go to John in Tampa Bay. John, are you there? John in Tampa, Florida. Let me go here. Excuse me. Hold on. Didn't quite click. There we go. John in Tampa.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I sure can now. Yeah, I didn't quite get a full click on that. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we'll get to the test. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Yeah, I'm a Catholic, and I grew up like a Catholic school. They had the ceremonies every day while I was in school. I'll say this. One thing good about them is their schools were excellent. I went to the 8th grade, and then I went to public school, and I thought public school was a joke. We were like one grade ahead, and we did it. They did it with just two nuns. You know, it was very but it was a very thorough educational procedure.
Yes, I agree. I agree with you on that, John. Both of my older sisters and my older brother all attended Catholic school. Myself and my younger brother, we broke from that when we moved to Alaska. The parochial school in Fairbanks, Alaska at the time was inferior to the public schools, but there have been many opportunities for people to attend a Catholic school or parochial school and get a much better education. It's closer along the lines of a private school or an academy. So, yes, you're right on that. Oftentimes that is the case.
Well, I just couldn't believe there was and the undisciplined of the public school system. I thought they were running around like pansies. I mean, I was kind of scared the first day there, because I said these people were just running around with doing whatever they want to do. It was unreal. And that was way back in the 70s, you know. But why do the priests have so much ceremony? Is, you know, all the cloth and all the stuff that they wear, their undergarments, anything? Do you have any insight to all that?
Well, part of it, in my understanding, and maybe Daryl could shed some light on this, is this too. It's this idea of separating themselves out apart and above the other people. It also has a lot to do with the amount of money that they had as compared to other people. Any show of ostentation, any show of wealth, anything that they can do to separate themselves and set themselves above people, all works to their favor. Stay right with us, John. We're going to go into a break. We'll come back and pick up Daryl's comments on the other side. Stay with us.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Duke John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
And we have returned once again, and as I always have to do at this time, is I need to thank my guests because I have a motor mouth and I inevitably run right over the end of the broadcast and not get a chance. So I got to thank you so much again, Daryl, for taking your time out of the morning and coming and sharing this incredible research that you've done with our audience. And I hope, do hope that you'll come back again next week and join us in regards to John from Tampa Bay's question. Why do the priests and why does the church dress up and costume and get into all of their grandeur and ritual?
Because that's a way of controlling the people, that you have a separate class of the priesthood that's special, such as the priest being able during the transubstantiation, during the Mass, to be able to call the Son of God down out of heaven to enter into a wafer. But none of this is biblical. As a matter of fact, this idea of a separate priesthood goes way back to the Babylonian mystery religions, where they had a priesthood that had auricular confession, which just simply means a confession into a priest's ear, where you have a special class. But in the Bible it says we're to call each other brethren. Of course, I'm talking about it in the New Testament. And we look at the apostles. There were no popes. There were no cardinals or archbishops in the Bible, nobody wearing all these fancy outfits, or purple and scarlet for the colors of cardinals and bishops, or archbishops, excuse me. And the Apostle Paul worked as a tent maker. Peter was a simple fisherman. And these guys didn't wear really special clothes. And the few examples in the Bible, in the New Testament, where we have people running up to the Apostle Paul or the Apostle Peter and falling down at their feet, these guys immediately say, stop, stop, we're men just like you, get up. And as many in many of Paul's letters, he says, his epistles to the various churches, he says, hey, you're all brethren, love each other, and and there were, like I said, the bishops mentioned in the Bible were basically just overseers like Paul that went around checking on the churches. But the churches were run, a lot of them, out of people's homes. That's mentioned in the book of Acts and other places in the Bible. And not only did they meet in homes, but they were run by the oldest men in the that gathered together there. They were just called elders. So this whole idea of a priesthood system is just basically a mechanism of control.
Yeah, and in the New Testament as well, and I apologize for my the my memory on this. I did a series, John and Daryl, on anarchism, and in that whole series, we began with a simple Bible verse where Christ is reported as saying, "Be not like the others." You know, be not like the Greek, if you will, and put archons above you, archos. We need to understand who this archon, who the archons were, who were the archists, and if you say something like a patriarch or a monarch or you know, any of the various churches, you know, the archdiocese and all of that, it's pointing back to this very situation. These archons, these rulers, these people that you would hold up in great esteem, we were never asked to follow that path. But that is the path that this particular church and almost all churches, organized religion, try and lead you back into. They want to elevate their priest class. They want to create this mystique, this mystery around them, so that you keep coming back and repenting or binding yourself back down, getting on your knees and humbling yourself before men in all of this specious claptrap. So I think that basically, if someone wants to follow in a study of what is the core of the Christian faith, you need to go back and do the very best you can to get the most very credible translations of the earliest possible writings of what we call now the New Testament, the Scriptures, and study them very well. And if you can, if you're at all capable, where you can and when you can, study them in the original tongue. John, any other questions or ideas?
Man, I think I'm talking to two PhDs here. It's amazing what you got, the amount of birth knowledge you guys got. And it's amazing that we're being controlled and manipulated by stuff that's just ancient. But I'd like to just say that, you know, man's always tried to learn something, like spontaneous generation. For years, he was just trying to discover what was going on. You know, the mysteries of life was just happened to him, you know, before he discovered anything. And they keep moving on, but they keep controlling a lot of the knowledge. But it gets back to somebody like Vanilli can just, like, all of a sudden trick the whole nation into believing they were really singing. You know, that just amazes me.
Well,
and
John,
people are getting angry because...
Yeah, one of the things, you know, where we're starting to have a little bit more clout in this world as we begin to learn how to work through this internet technology, and I'm certainly a novice at it myself, and I apologize, listeners, that I don't have a website up for you to visit and put things on. But as we become more familiar with this, and as we get better at it, our ability to shred some of this nonsense that has been used to chain our minds down, binding our minds down in this cloud of confusion. You know, who is the author of confusion anyway? But we're bound down in this chain of confusion, and yet at the same time, we're starting to throw those fetters off. And as we do so, then we're going to, I think, going to be able to challenge this Goliath, this monolith, the beast system, as I like to call it, and call it out onto the field. And like David, you know, we'll find a couple of smooth pebbles and put them in our sling, and maybe with the atomic power hand of God, if you will, fly that right into their forehead and drop them on the ground. Anyway, these are great hopes. I'm always looking for more freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. And John, as you can and where you can, continue to research and dig into it. I'm certainly no doctor. I have no college degree whatsoever. I just study and read just like everyone else can. And most of my books and most of my library come out of dumpsters and flea markets and estate sales. I just look for the old ones. Anything published prior to 1960 and earlier, I've got books all the way into the 1700s that way. And sometimes they come for just nickels and pennies. and dimes and a buck a box and stuff. So there's lots of places to go, and keep studying and keep calling in, John. Appreciate the call today.
Okay, man. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Okay, Daryl, we've got about three minutes or so to wrap it up. We didn't go as far along history today, but I think I was right that if we can bring it into a more modern perspective now and start to really open up the modern mysteries of all of this and start to show the ties between the Jesuit order and even Hong Kong. I mean, they've just opened a new gold trading system over there. That goes back to St. Francis Xavier, who one of the disciples of Ignatius Loyola, his mission was to go to the Orient. But it's all throughout the North and South America, all around Europe, and it's completely embedded in our history. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree, and the last caller brought up some interesting points, and I'd just like to tell everybody that my experience, I was raised with my mother being Methodist, my dad being Roman Catholic. Get away from organized religion. Meet together in a home church. This scares the heck out of both the religious and secular powers that people would get together and try to think on their own, read the Bible, and just study the Bible together. I think that is the best advice I can give to people. And reading the Bible through from Genesis in the Old Testament to Revelation in the New Testament, the last book of the Bible, I would most highly recommend everyone do that. And if you want an English Bible, the one I recommend is the King James, the old 1611, because it's relatively inexpensive, and it uses the Hebrew Masoretic for the Old Testament translation, and it uses the vast majority of manuscripts, the Textus Receptus, the received text for its New Testament, and the best thing of all, well, the two best things of all is it uses the correct manuscripts. Number two is a verbatim translation. That means a word-for-word translation. And for many centuries, the Roman Catholic Church waged relentless war on the Holy Bible, and they killed the people that tried to print, distribute, or even possessing a Bible in the local vernacular, in your own colloquial language, was something that for centuries the Roman Catholic Church greatly feared. And the reason for that is when you read the Bible, you begin to see that a lot of stuff that's in Roman Catholicism and in the major Protestant denominations has no scriptural basis for it at all.
And one of the other things about the original King James edition was that it had sewn in the center of it the apocryphal writings. And folks, if you've never read Tobit, if you've never read some of the other writings that are there, they pointed me in a direction. I started to ask myself, well, if the Apocrypha and apocryphal writings were not in any of the Bibles that I grew up with, what other writings are out there that I didn't know? And it was in that study that I started to really go in, and after years of studying the Bible, then I began to study the Bible, moving the definite article into a capital, and understanding that the Bible in itself is an interesting study, and from that, then I started to go through 6,500 years of recorded history. So much for all of that. Thank you again, Daryl, for coming with us again on Wednesday. Folks, I'll be back again tomorrow with Vicki Davis. And until tomorrow, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.